This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. But coming up, Mark, you're going to be telling us about this No Shave November. Apparently, it is under attack from some in the feminist movement. We just learned what it really was in the last hour. Apparently, it's supposed to be a promotion for donating to charity, the No Shave November, the idea being that people who apparently shave a whole lot should save their shaving money for the month and then
donate.
They just say
grooming, and I suggest that maybe they're just saying don't cut your hair or anything else, because I don't spend that enough on shaving that the amount would be worth giving to a any organization. I mean, they'd say thank you, but...
And you shave every day.
I do, yeah, generally.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have shavers last me for until I feel like throwing them out just because.
The rust takes over.
Let's go to EJ. He's in Clarksburg, West Virginia, listening online via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, EJ.
Good evening, Free Talk Live. How you guys doing today?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Awesome. So I want to thank you for talking about Dash as much as you have recently. I completely missed the boat on Bitcoin. I'm one of those guys who discovered it back in 2012 and when it was a lot more affordable and thought to myself, you know what, this doesn't sound like it's ever going to be viable in any type of marketplace, so I'm just going to, you know, let this fad pass, and then sure enough, here we are. I've gotten into Dash over the last couple of months here. I own almost $300 worth of it right now.
All right.
I've been talking to a lot of people. Like, just over this past year, cryptocurrency has become a huge part of my world. And I've been talking to some people around here about it, and I'm probably one of maybe a dozen people in the state of West Virginia who even know what it is. But I was having a conversation with a friend of mine just the other day, Saturday, and I was explaining to him how Dash worked, how crypto worked, and especially how Dash worked, and how it was a little bit different. And we came to the topic of mining cryptocurrency.
Everybody wants to talk about mining.
Yeah, well, because he was interested. He was like, what does it mean to mine it? So I was telling him, I was showing him pictures of, like, ASIC miners and stuff like that. And I talked to him about how it worked with Dash, about how it's different with Dash in the sense that you don't get the entire reward. You get 45% of the reward.
That's correct.
45% goes to the masternode and 10% goes back to the treasury.
As opposed to Bitcoin or many other cryptos where the miners get 100% of the mining reward, meaning they get all of the Bitcoin that gets mined, the Dash miners get 45%.
Right. And it almost seemed like a gotcha moment for him for a second, because he was like, wait a second, that sounds like taxation. And I said, well, no, that's not what that is.
First and foremost, there's
no government involved. It's a decentralized network.
There's no force. There's no force involved. Yeah, if you don't want to mine Dash, then don't mine Dash.
Yeah. Paying for a hotel is kind of like taxation, too, except you choose to stay there, and they provide you services.
Right, completely voluntary. And that, I think, was something that that I don't think he understood at first, because it was one of those things where he's always kind of found it annoying how often I say things like taxation and stuff.
Sure.
Because it just seems like people don't really think of it like that. You know, people just think it's the thing that you do. And so I'm explaining to this guy how, voluntarism works and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how it worked and when you're mining Dash and you choose to mine it. Like, it's something that if you say, well, I don't like the fact that I don't get to keep the entire reward, well, and you can just unplug your ASIC miner and be done with it. And no men with guns are going to kick your door in.
Or you can mine something else.
Flip to something else. There's a website called What to Mine that actually will tell you at any given moment what the most profitable cryptocurrency in the world to mine is.
With your machine.
Yep. Although there's different types of cryptos that have different mining types or whatever, so you have to keep that in mind. But, you know, it is hard to talk about taxation being theft because a lot of people, even our Thursday night co-host, Heather, she was talking on the Free Talk Live AMP forum recently about how she doesn't believe taxation is theft because she voluntarily pays it.
And, some people...
My answer to, and I'm usually talking to socialists when I say that, and I don't think Heather is a socialist, but so if taxation is voluntary for you, then you're funding a terrorist organization, and you're wrong for that.
That's a great point.
So if this is voluntary, then you need to stop it, because then now my accusation towards you is that you're funding terrorists.
Hmm. Wow, I love that. I had never heard, obviously it's true, but I'd never heard it put that way before. But, you know, some people just aren't good prospects. I'm not saying your friend isn't. Was he able to at least grasp what you were trying to communicate to him?
Actually, yeah. It was a very, very good end of the conversation. He was like, you know, I never really did think of it like that, because I asked him, and it's the same thing I would ask Heather. I'm like, you know, because he said something like that. He was like, you know, hey, you know, I got no problem paying tax. I was like, okay, but what if you did? You know, what if you woke up one morning and you said, you know, my finances are seriously tight. I got to come back on something. Maybe I should cut back on paying taxes for just a little while until I can get a little bit more financially secure. And I asked him what he thought would happen. He was like, well, I'd get a letter in the mail saying that, I need to do that. And I'd be like, and what if you just kept ignoring it? I was like, you know, the logical end to this is men with guns are going to kick your door in. And they're going to demand that you pay up, or they're going to lock you up. And he said,
they're also going to tell you about all the services that they provided you that you never asked for, you never contracted for. Here in the United States, I don't know what it's like around the rest of the world, but if somebody sends you something in the mail, it's yours to keep. You didn't have to, like, if they just send you, I don't know, a waffle iron, and then send you a bill for a waffle iron, you don't have to pay the bill because they just
didn't order it.
You didn't order it. You didn't agree to pay for it. It's just you've got a waffle iron.
But yet, when the government does that, if you don't pony up, they're going to send men with guns.
The government says we've scoured the globe hither and yon, blowing people up in your name. Here's your bill.
Pony up. Yeah. Well, good, EJ. I'm glad to hear that that conversation went in a positive direction. And was there anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
Not really. That was the only thing I wanted to ask, was just kind of get your opinion on that that taxation thing. But it seems like we're all on the same page with that.
Right on. Thanks for the call, EJ. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Dan is in Nebraska, listening online to the LRN.FM app. Go ahead, Dan.
Today I was, perusing through my own news feed, and I saw this video from, like, Billy Weaver. You know, like, she's the journalist who actually does, like, the on-the-street reporting for InfoWars. And there was this absolutely disturbing piece of news I saw that was so disturbing. It kind of shook my faith in libertarianism as far as, like, could I allow something this disturbing to happen in real life? And it was that, I don't remember exactly where it was. I think it was in Texas. There was this, like, conference, like, for all these people who were dressing in drag, and they were actually inviting children to join in on this, and having even some of the, one of the performing drag queens was 11 years old.
So what is upsetting about that to you?
It's absolutely degenerate and disgusting is what it is.
An Oklahoma
that could ever exist in a society is only, you know, evident of its decay. I would never want to let things in that would decay society.
Now, it's certainly true that that some young people who, and hang on, Dan, we can talk more about this here in a moment. Some young people who, let's say, have been encouraged by their family to embrace, you know, transgender kind of concept for themselves, have later on down the line rejected that and said that was a mistake. But let's talk a little bit more about that, because obviously everybody is different. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Is dressing in drag a bad thing, necessarily?
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks, too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage. And that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up. Make sure that you keep things away from it. And have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside, too.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
888-720-3733, and you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. You need some tax help? Well, hire an anarchist. What's that you say? None of the accountants in your area are at least openly anarchist or at all in any way, even a little bit libertarian? Well, you've encountered the difficulty that now we have a way for you to solve that. You can hire Melanie as your accountant and bookkeeper and or bookkeeper. She is a real anarchist, certified anarchist, and not a certified public accountant yet, though.
No.
But certified anarchist. Now, who certifies anarchists? I'll leave that for you to decide. But she can do your taxes. She can help you with this stuff. What are some of the services that you can offer our listeners, whether they be individuals or maybe business owners?
So most people are going to see me January through April. That's your individuals with no businesses. Some people, if you own a business, then you might want to see me. Some people see me monthly to if I'm doing all of their books and keeping up with their quarterly or monthly statements, whatever the case may be. To different agencies and for their own knowledge. Some people with either small businesses or with insurance issues with the ACA now or with just other investments, even though they have a regular W-2 job, they have other investments places that they want to move around, will see me now through the end of the year to see if there's anything they need to move or buy or not buy before December 31st, because there's some things you can do. There's some things you can do after the first of the year. So, like with the IRA, you can do that up until April 15th. With most other things, you have to have it done by the end of the year. But if you do, then you can save money somewhere.
So somebody with a business should get in touch with you sooner rather than later. Yes. Individuals, they can wait till January.
Yeah, unless you have anything weird going on or like larger investments that you're going to move, those people would just wait till January.
So if you want to hire a real anarchist who's going to help you maximize what you get to keep from the evil government, then Melanie is highly recommended. You've hung out your shingle. This is now your full-time thing. You used to have a job. You no longer do. You quit that with the intention of making this your vocation.
Yes.
So, folks, if you want to, you can go and learn more over at tax.freetalklive.com. That's tax.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Dan, he's in Nebraska. He says that he saw a story on InfoWars about a drag show that involved children. You said as young as 11 years old. Is that right?
Yes, and this is there. It's a video. You can go and look this up. It's right on the front of Millie Weaver's YouTube channel, like Millennial Millie or something.
Now, are you saying that you never, as a child, dressed in the clothes of the opposite sex?
Okay, I feel like that question is, like, completely different than what I'm even talking about.
Okay, even if he did, and I'm not accusing him of that, as a child, lots of people have peed on the floor. That doesn't mean that their parents should be encouraging them to do it, because children aren't really good at decision-making, and that's the parent's job. So what the child may or may not have, someone may or may not have done as a child is not particularly relevant, in addition to just being a general ad hominem. But my answer to libertarianism allowing or not disallowing, or however you put it, degeneracy in general, a lot of behavior that would constitute degeneracy, copious drug use, rampant promiscuity, just any just completely inefficient behavior doesn't exist because of libertarianism. It exists because of the state. So a lot of behaviors that are, as you would put it, degenerate, are really, really expensive if you had to pay all the costs of them yourself.
Hold on. How is it that rampant drug use and promiscuity exist because of the state?
I didn't say they exist because of the state. I said they're subsidized by the state.
They're subsidized.
So they may exist.
That.
They may exist to some extent in a free market, but there would not be anywhere near as much of it because there's this big safety net / hammock that people can just go hang out in, and you can shoot heroin every day, and it's fine because then you can just go get on welfare. Though the state enables degeneracy. It pretends to prohibit it a lot of the time, but it doesn't prohibit it. We've had the war on drugs since before I was born, and guess what? There's still drugs.
Yeah, it makes it worse. We've seen, some of the drugs are worse. No, but here's what I want to know, Dan, is what is it about this that you say is degenerate? What specifically about a drag show, which generally is, you said mostly it's adults, right, but there was at least one child involved. Normally we're just talking about frequently people who are born as male dressing as female, although I'm sure there are the reverse, but normally what I've seen, and I've been to the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest down in Sarasota, Florida on a few years in a row, and they always had a really great, entertaining drag show that they would put on there. What is it that's degenerate about it exactly?
Well, I'm going to say that, but first to Melanie, for me, there's like a certain threshold before I like bring something from the word distasteful or too degenerate. Like that drug use is in some cases distasteful. I don't particularly find things like grown out of the ground but not made in a lab.
Well, it depends on what level of drug use we're talking about.
Degeneracy is once you've crossed a certain line. And I think that if this event was 18 plus or 21 plus or whatever, I think I couldn't care less. I probably wouldn't have even opened the video or the article or whatever.
So you're saying it's degenerate because someone under the age of X was involved.
Here's the thing is, yes, and I know where you're going because of the way you phrase that, but I don't always think it's a bad thing to draw arbitrary lines as a site, right? Because you're about to say something like 18 is an arbitrary number. I know that it's arbitrary, but I feel like when you're trying to decide something, quote unquote, as a society, there are always going to be people with different opinions. They need to find, I guess, one that just works. Because there are some people
I wanted to ask you this, because something that I find to be disturbing are those, like, child. Remember JonBenet Ramsey, the little girl that got murdered years back?
Yeah, she was a pageant gal.
Yeah, that I find to be creepy and weird, but, like, somebody that's dressing for a drag show, it wouldn't bother me at
How
all.
Is
like,
that
that's
different,
fun.
Though? If they're both underage, and not if they're underage, but if they're both. Because we can argue about the age of majority all day long. At some point, you're a child. If they're both children, how is that different?
I don't know. One of them just seems creepy and weird.
I think that underlying here is are the parents choosing the, trying to influence the child to choose
to
a gender
this.
Other than the sex they were born?
Yeah.
And I would say this is that some parents are influencing their kids, into a gender other than the sex they were born, and some parents are dealing with an unusual situation of a child that believes that they're a gender other than the sex they were born. Like, I never had to deal with this. I always thought of myself as a male. But I know that there are people that deal with this. And if those people decide they want to dance on a stage, I guess I don't care. If the parents are influencing them, on the other hand, then yes, the parents are degenerates.
Yeah, I don't know what good complaining about it's going to do either way. I mean, people are going to seek out whatever kinds of things that they feel is right for their own family. And the best thing you can do is probably just don't associate with the folks that are doing those things. Thanks, Dan, for the call. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Don't forget, shopping season, holiday season is on, pretty much upon us at this point. Black Friday just around the corner within the next couple of weeks, and then, of course, lots of sales will be blown up. Even some Black Friday sales have been happening. So if you want to get some deals, you want to help Free Talk Live all at the same time, we've got affiliate links that you can click on to help us when you do your online shopping. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com to find those. There's one there for Walmart, for instance, for those of you in the U.S., for those of you in the U.K. and Canada. We've got some Amazon links as well. So again, head over to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, it's Melanie's number one fan on the line with us here. Hello, Melanie's number one fan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was wanting to talk about something, an incident that happened that changed my life forever. July 3rd of 2016, I'd just moved to New Hampshire not even a month beforehand. I came out to Keene for an AMH exit event from Nashua, and I was here to meet people, and I hadn't get really connected with anyone. And, you know, Melanie, the first thing I saw when I got here was you talking to Rich about philosophical consistency. And I knew in that moment that I'd arrived in a community that I could be content in, that I could be happy in. And over the next month or so, we continued to meet and talk on several occasions. And I quickly realized that you were special. We were one of a kind. And shortly thereafter, we got together. And this last year and a half, you've shown me more love, loyalty, and confidence than I've ever known. You've enhanced my life in unspeakably meaningful ways. I owe you so much, and would need a whole lifetime to even begin to give back as much as you've given to me. And so, Melanie Johnson, I just have one question for you. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Well, that's a first. All right. Congratulations. That's Melanie's, well, previous boyfriend, now fiancé, Bob, is here in the studio. And obviously a very emotional moment. So congratulations, you guys. How awesome. That has never happened before on our airwaves, an actual marriage proposal. And she said yes, which makes it even better, because it would have really been awkward had it not been a yes. Hey, Bob.
Hello.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I knew she was going to.
Okay.
I mean,
I heard she was trying to twist your arm into proposing to you. To her.
No, it's definitely something we've talked about.
And, right. It was so funny too, because earlier tonight she was talking about you guys had planned your honeymoon already, mm-hmm. even though you hadn't actually. There wasn't a wedding that had been planned.
Apparently. Right. Well, yeah.
I hadn't said that on the air, to be clear.
Well, right. I know you hadn't said that on the air, but it was still funny because you were talking about that on the very same night that he was planning to come in and do this. So, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it was... We've
it was in on that mic. All right. Very good.
Yeah, we've definitely... It had some amount of. We knew this was going to happen. She just didn't know the whens or the hows, and so yeah, this is, as I said, she's just made my life so much better by being a part of it.
Now we know where Melanie came from. She moved up here from Louisiana. Where did you come from, Bob?
I've been a little bit of everywhere, but it was Washington State is where I'm originally from and mm-hmm. where I had moved from when I did move out here.
And it was how long ago? Year and a half? 2 years? What
yeah, was it? It was mid-June of 2016. So really just about 3 weeks, or give or take, 3 or 4 weeks before I had ended up coming up here for the barbecue before the July 4th NH Exit event, and then, you know.
And that was in Keene, like you were saying mm-hmm. on your call earlier. You came up, NH Exit being the idea of secession from the United States. And
yes.
You came out, and that was your first time meeting Melanie, because she had moved originally to Keene, mm-hmm. Was actually living next door at what was the Keene Activist Center for a time, and then ultimately decided to move out to Manchester, because that's where you both were going to be working?
No, it was... I was actually living in Nashua, and then somebody that she went to law school with is a real estate agent up here, mm-hmm. And knew a guy who was renting out, who just bought a house and was renting it out. And
right on.
Yeah.
And so here you guys are, Melanie. I mean, obviously a very emotional moment. What do you want to say? Besides yes, which you already did.
It's awesome. Yeah.
We're expecting it like this, huh?
No.
Very cool. All right. Well, you know, if you guys want to run off, you're certainly, you don't have to feel obligated to stay for the rest of the show. It's up to you. Mark is now examining her ring there. Is that meeting your approval there? Mark, he gives the thumbs up. All right. Right on. So obviously you're pretty happy with your move to New Hampshire.
Oh, absolutely. I expected a lot, but,
not this much, huh?
No.
Okay. Cool. That's really cool. And one other interesting aspect about the two of you is Melanie is an atheist. You're a Christian.
Yes.
How does that work? Apparently pretty well for the two of you.
Yeah. It's
she's obviously not one of those mean atheists, because otherwise she'd be constantly going after you.
Right. No,
well,
no.
He's not one of the mean Christians.
Okay, perfect.
I have some... some of my beliefs are... we would, in modern times, be considered somewhat odd, but are...
As compared to Christians, you mean?
Well, modern Christians, quote-unquote,
okay.
In some cases.
Wait, does that mean you're less modern or more modern, or what does that mean?
Modern Christians sometimes do things like put U.S. gang flags on the altar.
Right. Oh. So that's a big problem.
So you would be in favor of the free church movement then, which would be the...
Largely. I'm also a Christian universalist. Uh-huh. So I do...
What does that mean?
One, I don't think that, you know, heaven is the ultimate goal, rather the restoration of all creation and the resurrection of all people into that. So I believe that everyone will eventually be... saved, not from
so hell,
which
hell.
I don't believe,
you don't believe
even
in
exists.
Hell. Okay,
no. But from I do believe there's a state of mind, which I suppose could be described that way.
Sure.
For a time, but it's certainly not a place with a, you know,
with a somebody with a trident and horns,
right?
And flames,
right?
Lots of flames,
right? Yeah. And as such, like. I see that there's a lot of, I think it's a very important thing, and it's something I talk about, but there's other important things like human freedom and human liberty, and, I mean...
That's why you moved here.
Yeah, and our ideas on that are, you know, in lockstep.
Yay, well, congratulations, you two. We're going to continue with the remaining segment of Free Talk Live here in moments. If you want to get on the phones, now would be the best time to get on them at toll-free number 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's another edition of the Free Talk Live's Edgington Post Show. I am Mark Edge. Today is, well, it's a little different than it's been before. I've got two longtime callers of Free Talk Live here to discuss some issues that are important to them. I thought that these guys were good enough, articulate enough, intelligent enough to be able to have this conversation. I'm going to moderate, so I'm going to turn it right over right now to Greg from New York and Libertarian Banker. Guys, what are we going to discuss today?
Well, Mark, thanks for having us on the show, and I'm certainly Greg can speak up here if he needs to. But I think wanted to talk about the topic of universal basic income. It's one that him and I have talked about before on the show, and we thought it was fitting to do that.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely excited to talk about this. I run a company that's been building community software since 2011 to help communities sort of have their own Facebook. Have their own social networks and not rely on these giant behemoth social networks. And we started to really investigate how money is used, and I think we could do a lot of good. Also, we're going to launch something called Intercoin between communities, which I'm going to talk about. So, yeah, I think this is something I'm really passionate about, and I wanted to get the word out there. Also,
absolutely.
So, give me the spiel on universal basic income, Greg.
Sure. Well, there's many things to say, but one of them is, look, we as humanity always seem to, want to have a safety net for people. We don't want them to die because, let's say, they don't have enough resources. And there are many different economic systems that we can set up. Obviously, they're going to have a measure of capitalism, but because of this welfare desire, we're also going to have a measure of socialism or wealth redistribution. So if you're going to have that, the current state of the art is this sort of social democrat progressive agenda where you tax some of the economic activity and then some of those taxes get used as welfare. But the problem is today, as I feel, and Milton Friedman and many libertarian-leaning economists feel as well, is that if you do means-tested welfare, if you make sure that people are poor first before you give them the money, that creates a powerful disincentive. And you probably know people in your own life who in order to keep collecting welfare or some benefits, decline jobs, which they could very well do and be happy to do, because it would actually, remove the steady check that they're getting every month. So basic income has many benefits. I guess one of the main ones that would appeal to libertarian-minded people is that it removes the disincentive for people to stay on the dole, as they say in England.
Okay. That's your last point there. I will just come back on that real quick. So incentives is what drives the economy. Price and profit is a big incentive for people, and earning money is a huge incentive. Obviously, there are other factors like family and relationships and emotional incentives that are out there. But I would say that incentives are probably the backbone of capitalism. And when you take away the incentives of people to get up and have the desire or even have the necessity to go to work and earn money, that will have a detrimental effect on the free market going forward. So incentives work and handouts really don't. It's been proven time and time again that if you give people money and they don't have to work or earn it, they're either going to waste it or they're going to, do things that you don't want them to do with it. So I would sort of argue against you saying that it gives them incentive to actually go out there and create things. I would say it offers a disincentive for them to do it because there is no profit motive.
I think we agree on the first part, which is that compared to the welfare state that we have today, which additionally tests for people to be poor first, not to be under the poverty line first, before they will give them the money. I'm saying relative to that, that's a disincentive to work. You agree with that, right?
Basically. Of course. Any handout that is not earned or voluntary, I would say, would, yeah, absolutely.
But especially if not only are they giving you the money, but they're telling you they will only give you the money if you essentially don't make enough in the first place, right? So then you have an incentive to not make enough in the first place. With basic income, I'm saying relative to the welfare we have today, not to anarcho-capitalist utopia, but what we have today, it would be an improvement in that people who are now, maybe declining job offers, perfectly good job offers, which will give them dignity and fulfillment in their life. They're declining them for a very rational reason. These people are making a rational choice to stay and collect welfare checks. Now, this has changed since the 90s with the Clinton, changing welfare, and now you have to work. But still, means-tested welfare versus basic income, my point is simple. Basic income does not have the disincentive to work. To the extent that means-tested welfare does.
So let me jump in real quick. I want to define universal basic income before we go any further. Universal basic income, as I understand it, is an amount of money that's given to everybody in a given country, no matter what their reason is, why they might or might not need it. It's just given to them. However, I think there's an important distinction to make here is, does in your world, Greg, universal basic income, does it replace welfare or and which welfare, mind you, because this is an overarching terminology we use here in the U.S. Which welfare does it replace and does it replace?
I would love to see universal basic income phase in and gradually replace means-tested welfare. Obviously, it's not going to happen overnight. And by the way, single-payer systems like single-payer healthcare are basically the same as UBI, universal basic income. They're universal. Everyone gets some insurance. It's just that they're earmarked for a certain thing. So you can't, let's say, use your single-payer healthcare to pay for food. But really, we already have this. Many countries have universal, health insurance for everybody. That's a form of UBI. So, yeah, I would like to see this crowd out some of the means-tested welfare. One more thing. In Alaska, they have another thing that's called, I think, the something fund, like the state fund.
Oil. It's like an oil reserve fund.
Yes, exactly, where they distribute the proceeds, with the logic that, look, The natural resources of Alaska belong to all the residents. So if they're going to sell those reserves, instead of the government deciding how you're going to spend your money, they just give it to you in the fund and as a dividend. And here's the other thing. People get to choose how to spend their money in UBI. So if they think, okay, they don't need that much health insurance, but they're throwing a party and they need more food, they go out and buy the food. It's also more consumer choice than single-payer systems. But all these things are related, you know, whether you give people money and then you tax it away from the richer people, so, or whether you test if they're poor first. I think that latter part just has these disincentives, and I'd rather have consumers have the choice.
And Greg, I will agree with you on the incentive part, that the current system we have, it disincentivizes work to a very large degree. And what you're talking about with universal basic income is maybe a step up from that. I guess I will give you that, but it is not sort of the ideal where we want to be. So here's the point. Next point that I'll make is, you mentioned somebody, somebody ultimately has to decide who gets what and how much money to collect, how much the increases need to be, how much each person in each area get. And so the question is, who decides that? Because it's right now, I can tell you who's going to decide it. If we implement universal basic income, it's going to be the politicians in Washington. And they've been using welfare and tax incentives and all kind of different ways to manipulate voters' minds or to get their way, right? They're just going to use this to their advantage, to their power, because they have the decision on who gets what and how much to collect. So that's a huge problem that is not going to be solved just by getting rid of existing welfare and implementing UBI. You're going to have somebody that takes the reins of power and ultimately abuses it. So how do you solve that?
I think that's a very real concern. And I just want to say right here on the show, I'm not just talking about this, but my company is actually building it. And I want to say right here on the show that your question, one of these days when I called into FTL, it pays to call in because when we had that debate, your question was, prices vary from place to place also. So you don't want to have a central planner decide, okay, this is how much that a doctor in Beverly Hills is going to be paid from this insurance. And this is how much a doctor, in somewhere in rural Kansas is going to be paid. So you're right.
Hold on, Greg. I want to hear the rest of that. And if the audience wants to hear the rest of it, too, they're going to have to go to freetalklive.com. This will be on the front page for the first day, and then go to archives.freetalklive.com to get the rest.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.